Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach LaLisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the All About Entrepreneur Radio Show. Well, we are excited to be here with you again another morning. Now, we are here every Monday through Friday morning, right here on BTR, Blog Talk Radio. You can reach us on the web, or you can dial in to tune in and listen to the show. Also, you can call in on the same number. So the number is good for several things. One, as our guest, you would call in on that number. You can, as a listener, you can call in on that number. And if you just want to call in and speak to the host, so that number, get ready, is 347-945-7991. So we are excited, excited, excited. Also, we want to let you know that as the radio show host for this show, you can also catch me starting now, right now, on YouTube. So on YouTube, you'd have to go to youtube.com/LaLisa Williams. Now there, well, that happens to be my last name, so sort of like the LaLisa Williams show. And sort of like Wendy Williams. Maybe she's my cousin, I don't know. But maybe I'll give her call and find out. But on YouTube, I will be on there and doing the Release Your Power coaching moments. As a coach, it is my job. It's my job, my work. I absolutely love coaching people to achieve some goal in life. So one of the areas, and I coach people in several areas, but one of the areas that I coach people in is being a success in life. So if you want to be a success in life and you're not sure how to make it happen, please, I would love to give you some tips, tools, pointers, and strategies. Also, if you want that support, maybe you do know exactly what you want, like me. When I came to coaching, when I got my first coach, Ms. D. Marshall, she was my first official coach. Sure, I had been coached by others along the way, though we didn't really call it that, but my first official coach, this woman, I told her exactly what I wanted to do, and then she basically empowered me or coached me to actually do that. So I had that experience as well. So for those of you who are into that, hey, fine, great. So if you already know exactly what you want to do, but you just need someone to kind of motivate you, so I'm a motivational coach, so you want someone to motivate you along the way, fine, great, I'll do it. Also, did you realize that a person's life can be coaching you and you don't even know it? You're not even paying them per se, but they're coaching you in the sense that they're a role model for you, so to speak. You know, those individuals that pretty much mimic your life, basically you're coaching them. So I just teach people how to get paid to do what they do, because I know for me, I have to get paid to do what I do. So, you know, sooner or later, the bill collectors say, the bill collectors knocking at my door. Well, what you going to do? So, you know, the bill collectors will come a-knocking. So listen, don't let nobody tell you you ain't got to get paid for what you do. You're going to be homeless. You're going to be out on the street. You better get paid. You better find a way to get paid for what you do. Now, I know accountants, they get paid for what they do. Medical doctors, they get paid for what they do. I mean, by gosh, Beyonce gets paid for what she does. So I don't understand these people who don't think that an author, a speaker, and various others of us, we shouldn't get paid for what we do. Hello, people, you know, you go to anywhere you go. If you go to ShopRite or Pathmark or Kroger's or Wiggly, Piggly Wiggly, or Winn-Dixie, or any other grocery store where you live, guess what? The people in that store go to work, and they work behind the counter, work at the customer service desk, they work out the cashier, and they get paid for what they do. So you, entrepreneur, I don't care if you sell jewelry, I don't care if you sell pills to help people lose weight or have better health, I don't care if you sell whatever it is, you need to get paid. So all about entrepreneurs, you know, we believe in that. We're not, there are people who get into the business of entrepreneurship for a hobby, but this is not what this show is about. If you're in it for a hobby, you can still tune in, you can still listen, but we're not catering to individuals who want to do this for a hobby. Now, that would be a nice blog if you want to just read about individuals who start businesses for a hobby. But this business, this entrepreneurship show is about entrepreneurs who actually want to make a profit, want to make a living. You know, like I said, the bill collectors will knock at your door. And sometimes they're like the people who come to repossess your car. They don't even knock at the door. They come in the middle of the night when they know you're asleep, and voila, they just take your car. So you got to be able to make money. And my topic today, speaking, is one way to make millions. Now you might think, but I'm not a great speaker. I'm not that good at speaking before people. I don't like being in crowds. Well, guess what? I came to serve notice on you. Newsflash. Speaking and entrepreneurship or being a business owner go together. That's right. Speaking, I know, it takes your breath away, right? So who thought? You know, who would have thunk it? Yes, speaking and being a business owner go together. So I'm sorry, but you can't just roll up on me and tell me that you want to be a successful business owner and you don't want to speak. Now, there's different types of speaking. There is at least 5 different types of speaking when you are in business, at least 5. So there is, when you're in business, there's the basic present your product or service speaking to individuals one-on-one. So that's like speaking. And then there's making a more general presentation to a group of people, to some organization that you hope they're interested in your product, to your board members. Because here's the good thing about having board members. If you can make a great enough presentation to your board members, they can possibly go out there and also talk up your business. So therefore, you will have more profits for your business, more sales. More sales can lead to more profit. But that's a whole other workshop to teach people how to get the profits out of their business, out of their revenue, which would be your sales. And so then there's those two types of speaking. And then there's speaking at events. So as an entrepreneur, you now have two things as an entrepreneur in the business, in the speaking business. You have a testimony and you have a message. You have a testimony and a story and a message. So there's three things: a testimony, a message, and a story that needs to get out there. So whether you get it out there via internet, TV, your local community, for instance, I know a young man, some of you probably know him, or you met him, right? He's a prime example that I'm going to use him today. And I don't think he would mind, because who would mind you talking about them, hopefully increasing their brand and expanding their brand. But here's a young man who is a movie producer. He produces movies. That's his business. He's an entrepreneur. He's in the business of producing movies. Yet, he goes around to different high schools, college campuses, other groups, and he speaks. Now, he may not necessarily get a check for doing that. It depends. Sometimes he does. There are schools who will pay you. You know, just about every, okay, let me just clue you in on the Speaking for Millions, and a market that you can tap into at any given point in time. Just about every organization out there has a budget, no matter how small, sometimes often very large, for speakers. All right, but that's a whole other program that I talk about in my Speaking Your Way to Millions. Is actually a program that I'm developing. You can go to the website, speakingyourwaytomillions.com, to get plugged in and to learn more about it, to join my mailing list, so you can find out when I begin to do the targeted sessions and workshops and coaching for individuals and speaking. But you can make a ton of money. And now he's making money. Never mind the fact that a person may or may not go to see his movie. But he can make a ton of money just talking about how he did the movie. That is an interesting topic. I mean, look at Oprah Winfrey. And she speaks at graduations. And yet she started out, you know, being a journalist, reporter type person in the media, in the newsroom or what have you. Worked her way into the talk show. Talk shows were getting big at that time. Were getting out there, and she, you know, jumped on the bandwagon before it blew up, and as a matter of fact, helped it to blow up, and she made a ton of money. Certainly she makes money speaking. Absolutely. So you can do it. I'm telling you, you can make millions speaking. You can speak your way to millions. And as an entrepreneur, speaking goes hand in hand with your business. Here's another example of a person who is an entrepreneur. Never thought about being a speaker, but here's the thing. Okay, she's an entrepreneur, she has a business, been around for 7 years. This woman can go and speak at Chamber of Commerce meetings, blah, blah, blah. Now, and here's the beautiful thing about that, because people say, well, I'm not good at it. Well, do you think the first time Michael Jordan stepped on a basketball court, he was good at it? Though he may have had natural raw talent and natural raw ability, but that's not enough to make you good at it. He had to do what? And he'll tell you his story. He had to practice. numerous amount of times before he got really good and then on to great. So as a speaker, you may not be good at it the first time you stand up before any crowd, or you may not be good at going out there and finding speaking engagements. But you can practice to be good at speaking, and there are people, tons of them, that's their job, is to find speaking engagements for people. Here's the trick. You just got to find them. They're out there. Now, here's the big secret, the big aha. And this is what I talked about yesterday on my webinar, Release Your Sales Power. In that webinar, I gave three secrets for generating more profits. And by the way, you can go over and, you know, listen to it, or you can contact me on Facebook and I can send you the link. Wow. Here's the thing. That was powerful in that, you know, a person can go into the speaking business and you don't even have to know a lot about it, but when you have any type of a business, you can, again, you can speak about the business and right there get more sales for your business. You could talk about getting more sales and get even more sales. Or you could, again, you can find people. The big aha is that a lot of the people that today, you know, years ago, it was so costly to reach your customer and to find your customer and to reach them. And what people would do was they would spend hours upon hours looking through zip codes, looking through social security numbers, well, not social security numbers, because they really couldn't get their hands on that. But they had other demographics, the way they could try to narrow you down and target the market and segment the market so they could tap into their customers, right? But it was years ago, 10 years ago, before we got social media, before we got social media like Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and what have you, it was extremely costly, and get this, very time-consuming to pour through that information. And then you had to create the product, which was also costly, to then reach the audience, right, through mail of some sort. Well, and people can still do all of that, of course. However, we had digital media before we got social media. So digital media, because we got digital media the minute we hit the internet. And so that was like around 1990. The internet came out, the World Wide Web came out around 1990. Well, that's when people heard about it. Maybe it started back in the 80s somewhere, mid-80s. We know the military's been using the internet for years and years. And someone decided to make it available to the whole world. But it came, you know, online in terms of the WWW thing, World Wide Web, somewhere probably around the late 80s. And so we had digital. At that point, things became digital. But the social media, that is a whole other animal. And so now we had the internet, but then it became, how do we get everybody on the internet, right? We got the internet. How do we get everyone plugged in, as they say? Because that's what all those services do, whether it's Pinterest, whether it's Instagram, whether it's, you know, Tumblr, Stumbled Upon, Google, all of them, is how do we get people plugged in? And so they created the whole, you know, the email accounts and whatnot. And that's how you get plugged into any of those. Blog Talk Radio. Some of you may have Blog Talk Radio accounts. So how do you get people plugged in? How do you get people? There are a lot of people, LinkedIn, Twitter. There are a lot of people who may say, oh, I don't have a Facebook page. And so they made it very sociable. So people would want to go on, because people, human beings, there's one thing that the psychologists and the marketers, and they know. See, first of all, marketers study human psychology. That's number one that you need to know. If you ever took a marketing class, you know, you spend the first few sessions of the class studying psychology, because you got to study the psychology of the buyer. And so here it is. They know, and psychology teaches us that. First thing in psychology that we learn, or one of the first things, is that human beings are social. They use the term social animal, but I won't use that term. But that's because they believe we come from apes, so they believe we're animals in that sense. And I don't know about that, because God said he made me a little lower than the angels, so I don't know about being an animal. Well, he says man is just a little lower than an angel, so I wouldn't say we're animals. However, I don't think anywhere in the Bible it calls man animal, but hey, I digress. But they do say, but we are very social. You know, we like to touch. We like to be touched. And they've done lots of studies where they've taken little babies once they came into the world. And they've done studies to determine or to show that, yes, the human touch, talking to humans. So we're very social. So hint, 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 social network. So if you ever wonder where they get the term from, social network, social media, because we are social. We not only like talking to people and talking to one another and being around one another, we have to do it. It's not just a matter of liking. We have to, or we die. That's what those studies were about. These studies they did years and years ago. Because, you know, you don't have to do studies like that every day. Once you do them, they're good, right? They last forever. But absolutely. I mean, think about a mother and her child, or mother and father and the child. Children need to be loved and touched. How many times do you see these people who get arrested for and they're sentenced to life or death row? A lot of times they get interviewed and they talk about these childhoods that they had where no one paid them any attention. And so I said all that to say that socially, social networks, social medias have millions and millions of people on them. So therefore, your customer is somewhere there, or your supplier, your client, your customer, your partners, they're all on there somewhere. You know, I love to mention how Facebook has 900 million plus people who are plugged in. So right there, if you're on Facebook, you can basically give a speech on Facebook about something, and literally, you can literally make millions just through Facebook. Absolutely, I believe that. I absolutely believe you can. You can make a million, and many people are doing it. So many people are making millions just through social media. That's absolutely true. That is absolutely correct. You can create one product. You can create one product that could go viral in weeks, and you could be a millionaire. Now, it is easy to do. And I like how my good friend George says, but it's not simple, okay? It's easy, but not always so simple. Because anytime people have to put their sweat and blood and heart into something, that right there makes it not so simple. But yet, it is easy. You can literally speak your way to millions by finding the right product. And like I said, with the webinar that I did, Release Your Sales Power. Release Your Sales Power. And if you, again, if you want to get a copy of that, I'm going to make that available on my website. I'm going to make that available on my Release Your Power website. I will make that available. You can go over there and click on it and download it, and you will get an opportunity to hear it for free if you go to my website. If you go to my training page, you will have to actually pay for it, but you can get it for free from my website. So the website is release-your-power.com, or my Coach Lalisa website, and or my Speaking Your Way to Millions website. Either website you can go. So is it possible to make millions from your speaking business? Yes. Is it simple? No. Can you do it? Yes. Will you do it? I don't know. Because I talked about this also in the webinar yesterday. The problem with most people is that they do know a lot of things they can do. But the problem isn't knowing. The problem is doing. It's will you do it. It's not about knowing. It's will you. Okay? So will you is the magic key. Will you, which was tied to will, is want. If you want to do it, you will do it. I learned that the hard way. And I learned that about people, especially young people, but any people. Young people do what they want to do. Anybody, everybody does what they want. So as soon as you find something that you want to do, that people really need, you absolutely will become a flat-out millionaire. Someone told me that when you find a solution to people's problems, you'll become a flat-out millionaire. And so people have all types of problems. That's not the problem. Can you find a solution to their problems? That could be the only problem. That might be the only problem. So I thank you for tuning in to the broadcast with us today. We do have to skedaddle on. We have a very full day today. A lot of projects going on, a lot of things happening. I have to go over to the college, teach a few students how to be a success. Then we'll go back over to the drug rehab, teach some people over there how to prevent relapse. And that's a big problem with drug abusers. They stop for a while and then they relapse. So we got to teach them how to put systems into place that will catch them when they're ready to fall. Basically, what that is how you do it. And then you build up that resistance to getting high. Once you build up a resistance to something, you know, it's pretty much, it lasts. I mean, sometimes you have to maintain that resistance. But once you put that resistance out there, you're pretty much like a retainer wall. Retainer wall is there so to keep out certain things. But the wall has to be maintained. Just like anything, you can't just say, well, I'll stop doing this now, and then not maintain that resistance. So we're absolutely excited about being able to do that. So we have that to do. But don't forget, go over to one of the websites, release-your-power.com or coachlalisa.com or speakingyourwaytomillions.com and get your hands on the free MP3 where you can actually listen to the webinar and or the free webinar rather and get your hands either or get yourself a free coaching session with me or free coaching session, free 15-minute coaching session. No, it doesn't sound like long, but there's a lot we can discuss in just 15 minutes. And or you can also order a copy of the book, Release Your Power. So until tomorrow, have an absolutely great day. Don't forget, Friday is open mic, so call in, shout out your business, product, and or service, or just shout out a comment right here, all about entrepreneurs. Until then, have a powerful, powerful day.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on the show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars, where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.